Okay, today's daf is Shviyas daf Mem Dalid 44. Here we are in Shviyas in the sixth parak, and we're talking about the borders, as we'll get to on Amud Beis today. Amud Beis is just a list of places, which we don't really know where those places are in terms of borders, so we will read them, Be'ezus Hashem, but a lot of what we're going to discuss is more on Amud Aleph today, on Mem Dalid Aleph. But we're on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, again, we were talking about, we have the two important days yesterday, whether the Kedusha, when they came back in the time of Ezra, was Daraisa or Darabanan, based on different psukim than what the Bavli discusses, about Kedusha, Rishona, Kishon, Lasazza, Kishon, Lasalova, or not, but learned out from psukim, do we compare the Bia Rishona to the to the Bia Shnia or to the Bia Shlishis, as we mentioned, and we went through all the psukim back and forth, and we quoted the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Trumos, and the other days that were related. Then we got into Akko on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We said if somebody's going from Akko to Achziv, which according to most Mefarshim means you're going north along the border, and there's a little strip of land that is next to, on the west side of your going up. So the Gemara says, everything to your east is Tahar from Eretz Ha'amim, and Chayev es B'maisos, because that's called Eretz Yisrael. Everything outside, smaller to the left, is Temeya, Meshum Eretz Ha'amim, and Pater B'maisos, because it's considered Chutz Laretz. That Tum of Eretz Ha'amim is quoted based on a Gemara, but the Rambam also quotes it, and that is Chazal said that all of Chutz Laretz is Tamei Midrabanan. Why is it Tamei Midrabanan? Because the Umos Ha'olam, they bury their they bury their dead in different places. It's not dafka, in a cemetery. And you're nervous, non-Jews, right? We're not worried about tumas ohel, which maker didn't we paskin that non-Jews are not matami boa, but worried about an etzem kisseora. Maybe there'll be a bone the size of a barley seed that we might come in contact with, and then that would be matami us. And because there's such a suffix, that's why Chazal said that we are choshesh for that all of tumas. Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. Right? That's the Rama who has that in the end of Perek Beis, of Hilchos Tumas Meis. This is, again, a Tumah Midrabanan, and we'll get to it more on Amud Beis, but the Rambam talks about it here in the end of Perek Beis, where he talks about many Tumas Durabanan. Sada Shenechrash Ba'kever, right? These are the sugiyas known as Beis HaPras. Right, the Mishnah Alas talks about three types of Beis HaPras. But some type of, you have a field that a kever was plowed over, Va'avdu Atzmos HaMeisk, Ba'afra Hiyanikris Beis HaPras. Va'afra Metame, B'mage, U'bemasa. Shema Yishbo Etzem Kisa'ora. Right, maybe there is a bone the size of a barley seed. Ve'in Metame Ba'ol, it's not Metame Ba'ol, because, right, there's nothing large enough to be Metame Yit Ba'ol. Ve'chein Kol Artos Ha'amim. Also, all other lands of nations, Afran Metame B'mako B'masa. Their Afar, the dirt of Chutz Laretz, is Metame B'mako B'masa by touch, by carrying Mipnei Ha'atzamos She'enis Harn Bohen, because of the bones that they're not careful about in terms of what they bury. The Tumas Beis HaPras, Veretz Ha'amim Midivri Sofrim, Kamoshi Yisbar, as I just explained. That is a Tumah Midir Rabbanan, Tumas Beis HaPras. Most of us don't feel. And after, they also were gozer on the Avir of Chutz Laretz at a certain point, not just the gush, not just the dirt of Eretz of Chutz Laretz, but the avir of Chutz Laretz. But that was a real tuma. Bizman is that we're not knowing tumas mace anyway. And a kohen is allowed to go to Chutz Laretz. It's not on that level of tumah, so we're not really knowing this b'manazeh. There are those yechidei skula that still feel the tumah. Maybe it's connected to this. Maybe it's not connected. It's just the tumah in general. Rav Nevinzal, right when he went to Chutz Laretz for the first time, wanted to sit in the last row leaving Eretz Yisrael and the first row coming back to Eretz Yisrael. A few extra milliseconds in Eretz Yisrael, so that's what he did. And then he was asked, it was quoted that he was asked when he came back, how was Chutz Laretz? And he said, Tame. Right? So, and he said, there aren't enough mikvahs in the world to be metaher me from the Tumah of Chutz Laretz where I was just. Wow, so Rav Nevinzal felt it, and we have to try to feel it as well, feel the difference. Anyway, okay, so let's continue now. Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Mem Gimel Amud Beis, so we're talking about the borders and the areas. So the Gemara says four lines up at the bottom. We said that Akko goes up to Achziv, and there's a little strip. So what about Akko itself? Because there's different evidence Right, Tosus talks about this. The Rishonim talk about this already in the beginning of Maseches Gittin. But here is Beferish Yerushalmi. But the beginning of Maseches Gittin, just to quote one line, Tosus quotes, Gittin Beis Amid Aleph. Tosus quotes, what's the story with Akko? Va'akko, Afal Gav de Kafshuhu Ole Bavel, Kidamrina Besov Ksubis. Even though it was Kafshu Ole Bavel, they conquered it, and therefore, according to that, we said, according to what we've been saying, it should have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Abba v'Manashe Kipi to Akko, at the end of Ksubis, he used to kiss the rocks of Akko, because that was Eretz Yisrael. Uberherg Misha Achzu, Perach Lameimer, Dako, Lam Eretz Yisrael Ave. Okay, Vimifti Rabbana Meadadi, Ba'akko, Havi Mifti Meadadi, Fisha Asu Lassi, Eretz Yisrael L'chutz Laretz. So, you get much evidence that Akko is like Eretz Yisrael, but there, in the first mission in Maseches Gittin, the Gemara says, Me Akko Litzafon, the Akko Kitzafon, right? In terms of Hilchos Gittin, Akko is considered Chutz La'aretz. So which is it? So this is the discussion of all the Rishonim. So Rabbeinu Tam says exactly what our Yerushalmi is about to say. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Delo Kashemidi. Don't worry about evidence in opposite directions about Akko. Again, this is not what we call Akko. Many of the names that we're going to have. Maybe it's close, maybe it's not, maybe it's... We're not sure. There's been studies done, but we're not going to get into that. Rabbi Natan says, Lo kashamidi, da'aka haisa, chetzia ba'aretz, v'chetzia b'chutz la'aretz. It's half and half. Kidemuchach b'Yerushalmi. So we all learn Maseches Gittin. So we're like, okay, we'll trust Rabbeinu Tam. It's Yerushalmi. Today we're going to see that Yerushalmi. Right? It's Yerushalmi right here, Maseches Shvi'is. But v'hacha mairi, so here in our Mishnah, when it says Akko is Kitzafon, it's Mairi, but also Tzadshah b'chutz la'aretz. It's talking about the chutz la'aretz side. V'hadalo, Mishani. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. The other Rishonim aren't so happy to accept that, maybe because the Bavli never said such a thing. It's a Beferish Yerushalmi right here. But the other Rishonim gave other answers to the question. That it could be that for certain halachos, Akko is Keretz Yisrael, and for other halachos, Akko is Kechutz La'aretz. And therefore, we'd rather not split the city in half. Very chiddush to say that the border goes right through the city. But okay, that's Akko. So our Gemara. Akko atzma mayhi. So what is the halacha of Akko? Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Akko atzma mayhi. Delo shamanu ela sheretzua hayotzeis me'akko she'eret Yisrael. We know that the strip of land that goes out of Akko is considered like the land of Israel. Aval Akko atzma efshar miksa sheba michutz laretz. But Akko itself could be, I don't know, could be half and half. And that's what we're about to say. So we're about to quote two stories. Rav Acha bar Yaakov b'shem Rebbe Imi, min Shrei uvdoi de Rebbe, from the following two stories of Rebbe, Anan Yalfin, we learn, Akko yeshba Eretz Yisrael, v'yeshba chutz laretz. We learn both. We learn some of that the Akko has some aspects like Eretz Yisrael, and some not. You see the Pnei Moshe on the bottom. Lefish, Pam Achas Chashav like Eretz Yisrael. One time Rebbe considered it like Eretz Yisrael. Upam Kachotz Laretz. And right, you steer in Rebbe's behavior. Shma Mina, Sheyesh Bamishtayin. Must be that there's a little of both in Akko, and that's why how you put the two stories together. Rebbe was talking about two different parts of Akko. So here we go. First story. Story number one. Rebbe havi ba'akko. Rebbe was in Akko. Chamtun achlin pita nikia. He saw that they were eating clean white bread, pita nikia, and the only way that you can make this clean white bread, the Mara Fulta and the Gemara is going to explain, is if you soak the grains in water before it to get it very clean. So if you soak it, that means you're soaking it in water, you're making it mukshar lakabel tuma, right? If you moisten something, we know the food cannot become tameh until it becomes wet with one of the seven liquids, the last parak of Maseches Makshirin. So Rebbe's going to talk to them about you're being mukshar lakabel tuma, and therefore it's going to become tameh, you're going to take off chala, you might be tameh. So that is only an issue in Eretz Yisrael, right? We're not talking about truma here. We're talking about the bread itself, that's chulin, but you want to eat chulin maybe on a high level. So here we go. So Rebbe says, he sees them eating this pasnikia. Amar Lord Matun Lassin, what do you soak it with? Lasisa. Lasisa is making it moist. See the marafolda on top? The Haven Rebbe shayelosis in achita b'mayim kodem atchina. He realized that they used to scrub or to soak the wheat in water before they used to grind it. And that's why it was such clean, nice bread. The Imkain, continue the Marafolda, Hokshru Lachit and Lakabotuma. And they were Mashal Lakabotuma. And that's why he asked them, what are you doing? So he asked them back to the Gemara, Matun, lesson. Amrule, Talmud Achad Balakad. What do you mean? There was a great rabbi that came here. And he told us, V'horavanu, al mei beitzim shei machshirin. He told us that for egg water is not makabel tuma. Egg water. Mei beitzim. Egg water. And, skip the next two words, va'anan shalkin bayin. So what do we do? We said, oh, it's not makshir lekabel tuma. Great. So we take eggs, we soak it in water. That's egg water. Beautiful. We soak it and we boil it in water, v'lasin b'mayin. And we soak it in that water. Right, because they thought what that rabbi mean, sovereign meimar, mei shalak shal beitzim. What does egg water mean? Water that you cooked eggs in. That's not makabel tuma, that's not makshir lekabel tuma. That's what they mistakenly thought. But the lo amar ella mei beitzim atzman. He was talking about actually, egg water, which means what? Machlokas. Either it means the yolk or it means the white. But one of the liquids inside an egg, not water that you soak eggs in, but one of the parts of the inside of the egg, that's not one of these seven liquids, right? It's not water, it's not wine, it's not oil, it's not honey. Is that one of the seven liquids? Is it not blood, milk? So that's why this rabbi gave off an impression, but he did not explain himself. And this is all, this is story number one. This is Mashba, that Rebbe was nervous about the Hechsher. It's Mashba that is Eretz Yisrael. Mashba that is Eretz Yisrael, because he was worried about Tumah Vatara here in Eretz Yisrael. The Mara Fulda adds that he asked them about what they soak it in. He didn't ask them what they knead it, with a K. Knead it in, why? Because they could have kneaded it in May Peros, in fruit juice, which is not Machshir, because that's a liquid that kneading could take place in. You can't clean it and create the pasnikia with fruit juice. That's why he assumed the water was used for the soaking and not for the kneading. But that's what the he adds, mei peros. Mei peros is not makshir, and that's why he didn't ask them about that. That is number one. Once we're on the topic, though, the Gemara says, the next 15 lines before we bring in the next story, that's Mashma that Akko is Chutz La'aretz, we talk about this issue about the rabbi not speaking properly or giving off the misimpression about a halacha. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Me'osa Shah Gazru Shlo Yehi Talmud Mora Horaya. From that moment, from that the Rebbe saw that this Talmud is paskin something and they didn't understand it properly, he said, you can't paskin unless you have Rishus. Right, Shlo Yehi Talmud Mora Hora, you can't, because it's going to lead to followers getting the wrong impression. Right, because he didn't explain himself properly, and they made a mistake. You look at Rashi, this Gemara, these stories also come up in Sanhedrin on Daf Hey, Sanhedrin Hey Mabez in the Bavli. So Rashi says, what does it mean? Mei Beitzim, again the same story. So no tell Rishus, they made a. Let me read the line. From that moment on, they made a. That's the language in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Hey. You can't pass unless you give Rishus. What does that mean? Rishus Beirabo, Rashi. And when your rabbi gives you Rishus, he'll be careful with you. People won't mistake what you say. So there, the story is a little different. That it was made Bitsaim and made Beitzim, a little different how you pronounced it. But here, he just didn't explain himself well. So that is what the Rishus was in order to Paskin properly. This is related to, you know, what our concept of smicha today. Again, this is not the classic smicha that goes back all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe we'll mention that Rambam later, if this time. But this is the what we call fake smicha, but it's smicha to be able to paskin. People to be able to paskin, not to judge certain cases, not to judge knasos. There's a long tshuva of the Rivash, which has a lot to do with smicha. If you want to look it up, it's in Reish Ayin Aleph. It's about 10 columns, all about what we call smicha today. The Rivash is already is early. He's a Talmud of the Ran. But this is the concept of getting Rishus before one paskins. One more line. Rav Chia, the following line is not in the Bavli, I don't think. The following line is even more. Not just don't, right? But Rav Chia bar Rav Shem Rafuna, Talmud Shahora, what if a Talmud did paskin? Without getting Rishus. Afilu ka'alach, even if he got it right, ein hora aso horaya. His psak is not a psak. Not only shouldn't be done, but even if he did it, it's not a psak, right? If he didn't get proper rishus. And this is a machlokas aposkim and a machlokas 2 days in the Ramah. 2 days in the Ramah. The Ramah quotes this in Hilchos Kvod Rabo v'tamad Chacham. Reish Mem Beis in Yaradeya. Reish Mem Beis in Yaradeya. Kol Chacham shehigia l'ra. Any Chacham that's higia l'ra v'eino mora. Right, this is based on Gemara and Avodah Zarah. Both. If you have the ability to paskin and you should be paskining and you don't paskin, that's a problem. If you shouldn't be paskining and you paskin, that's also a problem. Right, that, so he continues and says that. And then the Ramah says, Inyin hasmichos shenagu bizman hazeh. The idea of smicha that we have is bizman hazeh, the Ramah says 500 years ago. Kidei sheyedu kol ha'am shehigia lahora. So that the nation knows that you're in the parsha of paskening. V'chol shemora hu b'rishus rabo hasomcho. And whoever paskins is given rishus by his Rebbe. V'lachein im kvar meis rabo ein sorach l'smichas. So if your Rebbe is not going to die already, then the smicha can't come. V'chein v'tamach haver v'chulu. V'yesh omrim. Here's the Ramah. 2 days. D'mish eino musbach l'morenu. If somebody does not have the smicha, v'nosein gittin v'chalitzos, and he performs religious ceremonies, ein b'mais of klum. So first day, you don't take what he did, like Ari Yerushalmi, but l'chum ravish lachush, l'gittin v'chalitzos shenasan, im lo sheyadua l'kol shemumcha l'rabim, hu rak mitzad, anava v'shiflus, einam avakish godless. If you know he just doesn't get smicha because he's a big anav and he doesn't want to, I'm not worthy, I'm not paskening, but he's a, so then you can trust it. If you know that's the only reason that he didn't get the smicha. V'yesh chokin, but fundamentally you shouldn't, it shouldn't be good. V'yesh chokin umikilin. Who is this? Chuvas Rivash. Rather, Amma says, but there's another day that says, even without smicha, even without the rishus, it's okay, or mekel, ubamakim igun, and for sure, bamakim aguna, bamakim there, where women might be stuck, yesh lahakel, im kfar nasan gitten v'chalitzas, if it was already gitten. Avalo b'derech acher, ki min hagen shel Yisrael, Torah kei nirali. The minhag Yisrael is for people not to be involved in these activities, marriage, divorce, chalitza, unless they got smicha. Unless they got smicha, but we call smicha. V'onir ali, shemutu laseis barenu la'echad, shiisadir gittin, v'yavabit shemidin ha'smicha, shebem harishonim la'avidin ha'achi. V'komach shav ach, shavenu ha'altiyas, v'shus ba'al mashari. Could you give smichas l'dvar misuyamim? Based on a Rambam. Right? One person is an expert in gittin. So even though in the days of old, you had to be an expert in many areas in order to get smicha for anything, the Rama says, you could give a smicha even for one area. Right? That's the... even though in the days of old, maybe it wouldn't have been done. And that's the Shachir quotes the Rambam. It's the Rambam from Ilchas Sanhedrin and Perek Dalid. In the days of old, you can give smicha for one area, but you have to be roi for smicha in all areas. But you could have get smicha for one area. We don't have that nowadays, the Rambam is saying. But that's what the Rambam says. Chacham hamufle sheroi lahoros lachala Torah kula yesh lebez and lismo choso v'litel rishus ladun v'lo lahoros o yitel rishus beser v'hetter v'lo ladin imamenes v'chulu smicha shebizvan hazeh einu elad kilas rishus ba'alma l'masha ra'ui ra'ui. That's what the Ramah says. The Shachar is quoting from the Daki Moshe, but that's the what the Ramah says in the Daki Moshe. But that's the halacha. Okay, so this is all related to this idea of more halacha. Without rishus. Tani, related is the following. Talmud shor halacha, and this is also quoted there. There's a big sugi there in Sanhedrin. Tani Talmud shor halacha b'fnei rabo chayev misa. If a student paskins in front of his rebbe, it's chayev misa. Right? It's terrible to paskin if your rebbe is there. The big sugya, is it just because of kvod rabo? It's inappropriate. Right? Kvod rabo? Is it because there's a me'iri has a line like this in Sanhedrin? You might be intimidated if your rebbe's right there. You might not get the psak right. You're like scared and not stable. So chayav misa. What does lifnei rabo mean? Does it mean only if your rebbe's in the same room? What if he's in the same town? So that's also a discussion. Tani b'shem Rebbe Elazar. Lo meisa nadav aviyu elash or Moshe b'fnei Moshe Rabban. Nadav and aviyu died because they paskined in front of Moshe. They paskined in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. They gave a psak in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's interesting that the Gemara says, the Torah says, why did Nadav and Aviyu die? Because they gave an Eish Zara. They gave a strange fire. And Chazal come up with 7 different shots. Remember exactly what they did. They didn't get married. They paskin in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. They, all different, look at Yuma Nun Gimel Amid Aleph. Yuma Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, that's where the Gemara says that they died because of this. Lame Yanish, let me just find the line. Right, like our Gemara says, my drush, what's the source? They felt to bring a fire. Tosfos there quotes from the Medrash, Torah's Kohanim. Some say that they died because they were chutzpahdik, they said one of these two old people dying and we'll take over. And others say that they went in without getting a haircut. And others say they went in drunk. And others say they went in mechuzer begadim. Why do you have 10 different dayas about what the shechet was? The Torah says they brought an eish zara. They brought a strange fire. So a number of the mefarshim explain that all of these are examples of strange fires. Meaning, why didn't they get married? What, they were just weren't interested? No, they felt that this is the way to spirituality. We're not going to get married and we're going to serve. We think that you have to bring your own fire. That's spiritual. You have to drink a little bit before you go into the Beis HaMikdash. That puts you in the mood. That puts you in the right mood for avoda. All of these could be explained as they thought that this was the best way for avodas Hashem. All of these. They know the halacha. They're going to jump and say the halacha in front of their Rebbe because they're excited about Torah. They're excited. But the answer is that all of these are, that's a strange fire. That's an eish zara. That's an avoda zara. Right, and therefore, that is not what we hold. That's the strange fire. The Beis HaLevi talks about this by the Chet HaEgel. I brought it from the Netziv. The Netziv talks about this by Nadav and Aviyu. He says they were into spirituality. They wanted to be spiritual, but they wanted to create their own avenues of Avodas Hashem. And that's a strange fire. It's a fire. It's a fire, but it is a strange fire. Says the Netziv in Parsha Shmini, V'ha'inyan. Right, let me explain this. Dikfar hayu b'yemei Moshe, kitos b'Yisrael. There were already in the days of Moshe, there were already groups amongst the Jewish people, shayu luhutim, achar avas Hashem. They were lahut. They were strong. They were lusting, that's the word, after avas Hashem. Avaloa yede gvula shegvila Torah. But they didn't want to be limited by the boundaries that the Torah says. V'kasher yevuar barach parshas Korach. Shezeha yeikra chet shal resh nun anashim by Korach. Shei tzadikim gemurim. Right? There were many sins in the Torah that are explained this way. They were great tzadikim. V'chadim anafsho sam mashuas ras lamisha. Ayede teshuka kedusha zu. This holy desire lahasig avas Hashem ayede aktores. Avagav shelo yiyah l'ratzon kifi derech haTorah shirak Aaron ubanav yaktiru. Right, and that was the problem. Kfar yada Moshe Rabbeinu shekitos elo misnotzitzos. Moshe Rabbeinu already knew. We think this is a new problem that people are trying to create their own pathways of religion. Moshe Rabbeinu had it in the days of the Midbar. They were creating elo shelo yigia dina shalos parates. Right, they were starting now, but Moshe had to stop it. So Moshe says, "Yesh believe kama nashim al mashi yigia inyan de prati ofanim elu mashi yefshav v'chulu." And that was a Yetzirah. So he had to be okay this Yetzirah. Gamzu atshuka, afa gavshi lahasik avas Hashem bekdusha. Even though it's to gain spirituality and connection to God, mikol makom imhi lo bederach sha'ala ratzoni yizbarach eno eladerach Yetzirah. If Hashem didn't tell you that He's interested in this avoda, you could add on. You can do everything Hashem says, and then you want to add on. You want to say Tehillim. There's no chiv of saying Tehillim. You want to say, take on upon an extra mitzvah. That's fine. But that's not creating your own pathways. That's adding on to the pathways that Hashem said. And if not, that's Ein Ol Derech Yitzhahara Lahatos Ulahatos with a test and with a tough. Das Gedoli Yisrael Bizu Hatashuka. And that's the, and then Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zeh Adavar Asher Tziv Hashem Ta'asu. That's why he says Zeh Adavar after the whole story. But again, that's a Netziv in Parsha Shmini. But again, that's part of the larger, all the different opinions by Chazal relating to, this. But this is Mora Alacha Bifnei, Rabbo. In our sugya, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz also has an important sicha about Mora Alacha Bifnei Rabbo. You know, let's just read a few more lines and then we'll make his his comment. Ma'aseh b'talmid echad shor lifnei Elazar Rabbo. One time there was a Talmud that paskened in front of Rabbi Eliezer. Amar li'ima shalom ishto. Rabbi Elazar commented to his wife, Ima shalom, eni yotzei shabato. I'm nervous about that Talmud that he's not going to make it out of Shabbos or of the week. And he didn't. Amrlo Talmidav, Rebbe Navi Ata. So they said to him, are you a Navi? They said to their Rebbe. He knew that his Talmud was going to die. Amrlo, and he said, no, lo Navi Anochi, lo Ben Navi Anochi. That's where the Lashon comes from. I'm not a Navi, I'm not the son of a Navi. Elakachani Mukubal. She called Talmud Shemor Alacha Bifnei Rabbo, Chayiv Misa. It's not something that is done. So from there, Rebbe Elazar wasn't somebody who was out on his covet. Right, a Rebbe would have been mochel and covered in order to save the life of the Talmud. So maybe this points in the direction of what Reb Chaim Shmuel says in Maimer Samach Aleph. The moral halacha of the Rabbah is not just a din of covered a Torah, of covered Rebbe, that you're Rebbe, but it's covered of the Mesorah. Of if somebody is closer to Har Sinai, one step closer, then you have to go back to that source and acknowledge that chain of events. And if you don't, it's not a one Rebbe's prerogative to be mochel. No, it's about kavod ha-mesorah and zilzol ha-mesorah. If somebody jumps the gun and paskins where their Rebbe should be paskining, you're being mezalzel on the whole chain of line of mesorah, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's not mochelable by one Rebbe. And that's maybe what's behind this. Tani, asa l'talmud l'horis halacha b'fnei rabo, ashi yirocha b'menu shnei masar mil, k'machnei Yisrael. You have to be at least 12 mil away, right, which is about 6 to 9 miles, right? They got to be far away in order to paskin in front of one's Rebbe. Uma Tam, where do you get that shear from? 12 mil, because that's what it says in the Torah. V'yachnu ad hayarde al hayardein, mebeisei shimos ad avel ashitim, the encampment of Klal Yisrael, v'kamehem shnei masar mil. It was all 12 mil. Kahad Rebbe Tanchum Barchia, havi b'chefer, he was in chefer, havi shalom lei v'hu more. They asked him kashas, and he kept answering. Shalom lebu more. Amrle, then all of a sudden they told him, Velokin ilfan rebi sha'aser latam lahoris halacha b'vnei rabo, achi racha ben ashnei masar mil k'machna Yisrael. Didn't you learn what it says that you can't paskin unless your rebi is at least 12 mil away? For Rebbe Man or Rabbeinu Yosef is Sipporin. And Rebbe Man is in Sipori. That's not too far from Chefer. So Amr lahun, I didn't know. Yesi alai delo yadis. I didn't know. Min ha'ishaita lo ori. From that time, he never paskined because his Rebbe was in the vicinity. There is a question, Bizman Azeh, what do you mean? There are plenty of rabbis in many cities that are paskining. So is that psak? Is that psak? Many psakim are what's called zilkari bei rav. Many psakim, it's not called a hora'ah. Meaning it's looking in, it's a beferish. Anything that's beferish halacha might not be called to have the halachic status of a hora'ah. Or others say that Bizman Azeh, because many of us paskin from Svarim, maybe the whole halacha doesn't apply Bizman Azeh. Right? Maybe the halacha of Mora halacha b'fnei Rabo, and the whole concept of Revi Muvuk. There are some achronim that say that maybe the whole concept of Revi Muvuk doesn't apply today, because a person has Rov Chachmaso from one Rebbe. You know, that's that maybe it's possible, but also you might say, we get it from 20 different Svarim, 100 different Svarim. So maybe there's no specifically one. It's all spread out. So that it depends. What is Rov Chachmas Mimenu? Does that mean how you think, or does that mean information? Bekiyus, Be'iyun, Darkei Halimud? Question of how to define what Rebbe Muvuk means, Rov Chachmaso Mimenu. But again, that's related to our issue here. Okay, so now we get to the second brisa. That first brisa, we got off on a little tangent about Rebbe thinks that Akko is like Eretz Yisrael because he was nervous about them. Ah, you already mukshel kabbal tumah, and you know what is it? What are you doing? So now we get to the second one. Rebbe Avi ba'Akko, he was in Akko. Chama chad bar nash salak min kifta uleil. He saw somebody going up from a rocky area to higher ground. Amarle less on a birya deplan bray deplan kana. Are you the son of so-and-so Kohen? Well, yeah, Vicha Kohen, is he your father or Kohen? So you see, he's nervous about the Kohen going to a certain area of ground, Tumasakum. Right, that's what he's nervous about. Amarle, Einav Shalaba Yugvoa. So the Kohen responds, my father's eyes were high. That means haughty. Vinasa Isha Shen Ogenislo, he married someone who was not appropriate for him, meaning a Grusha or a Chalala. Vechila Soso Ish, meaning I'm not a Kohen. You know, my father married someone who he's not allowed to, and we know a Kohen who marries a Grusha or a Halal or a Zona, halachically, so the child is a Yisrael, the child is a Halal. But you see from that story of Akko, that is Chutz Laretz, Rebbe treated as Chutz Laretz, so that's how the Gemara says, half and half. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam says in Gittin on Daf Beis. Okay, here we go. We are up to the Brisa that's called the Brisa of Tchumen. So the next 15 lines is just going to tell us names of places, which we don't know exactly where those places are, but these are the places that are the border. Tchume Eretz Yisrael, Kol Shechziku Ole Bavel. As we said, the Yisod is whoever, not just the Ole Mitzrayim, but the people, the Bayisheni, those who came up from Ole Bavel, these are the borders. Here we go. Parshas Chomatz, Migdal Shid, Vishina, Dror Vishur, Da'ako, Vixir, Da'galila, Vakavarto, Beis, Zanisa, Vakovisa, Umilsa, Da'kir, Ubur, Yeravsa, Tafnis, Visanfasa, Umacharsa, Da'yatir, Umamsi, Da'fasa, Varosh, Begatun, Vegatun, Atzma, the road to Begatun, May Sefer, Macheshes, Migdal Chorab, Ulam Rapsa, Venuksva, Da'iyun, Vitokris, Bracha, Rabba, V'rav Sangadav Atarnagola Ila Dilamalam in Kasserin, the one that's above Caesarea. Again, all this, the archaeologists and all try to figure out the names, but again, it's very hard. Because, oh, we know that name. We know where that is. No, we don't know where that is, right? It might be somewhere near. It might, we have just, you took that name from where you think it is. So it's very hard to know. V'tarchona demitcham lebotzra umelach dezarkoi v'gam ubeisacha v'knas v'rafiach techagra v'derech hagdol alechaz lamidbar, the great road that goes to the desert. Chesbon v'yavka v'nachla dezeret v'yagadis adusa. Oh, we know that one. Yagar Sadusa, Virakim de Goa, Veganya d'Ashkelon. So those are all number of places. Ashkelon Atzma. What about Ashkelon itself? What about Ashkelon? Right? Where is that considered, within or without? Rabbi Yaakov Bar, again, it's one of the Plishti cities, but we don't know if it's on the border. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shim Reb Zira, Min Ma D'Toni Ganya D'Ashkelon, since it says Ganya D'Ashkelon is a border, Hada Amra Ashkelon Galachutz, it must be Ashkelon's on the outside, because only Ganya D'Ashkelon makes it in. Rabbi Simon B'Shem Chilfi, Rabbi Yishmael B'Reb Yossi, Uben Akapar, they all got together, they had a rabbinic conference to make decisions about Ashkelon. Nimnu al Avir Ashkelon v'tiaru. They decided that the Avir, remember I said before, Eretz Ha'amim Chutzlaret, they were gozer on the dirt, and then they were gozer on the airspace also. So they were metayer the air. Does that mean only the air, not the dirt? Unclear. But they decided Ashkelon has no Tumas Meis. It must be maybe they said that even if that might be Chutz La'aretz, but still, there are no, you don't have to worry about Kfaris. So they were Metaher Ashkelon. Mipi Rabbi Pinchas, based on what? Mipi Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Based on Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, who was a Kohen, right, who had a famous donkey, right? Sha'amar Yardin Ayinu Sidki Shal Ashkelon. I remember we used to go down to the marketplaces of Ashkelon, Velochim Chitim and buy wheat, Va'olin Li Reinu, and go back up to our city, V'tovlin, and then go to the Mikvah, va'ochlin b'chumasena, the yir chuma. Go to the mikvah. So if it was tumas meis, it will be a week. You'd have to wait and get the paraduma ashes. So here, this tefillah, explained the mafarshim, the Maraf, the Ruchai Kadievsky and the others, that this is based, just based on maybe the spittle or the other liquids of an am haaretz that might have touched them. And therefore, just one day is good enough to be metahir from those types of tumas. And that's the raya from Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, that Ashkelon, you don't have to worry about tumas meis. So that's why they were metahir it from tumas meis. And lamachar, the next day, they give an opposite type of psak. Nimra le lepotu ben amaisras. They said, oh, Ashkelon is potu for maisras. They just said, it's like Eretz Yisrael regarding tumah v'tahara. They answered, no, they didn't. They just said, there's no tumas akum. Because they said, you don't have to worry about Mesim there. But they were pottered it from Maestros. Because, also from the same story, Rav Pinchas ben Yair came back and didn't take our Chumas and Maestros from it. Right? They didn't, he didn't treat it like Eretz Yisrael. So Mashach Rabbi Shmuel ben Reb Yossi as Yadav, Shoy Mistamech HaBen HaKapar. Rabbi Shmuel ben Reb Yossi used to lean on Ben HaKapar, and all of a sudden he wasn't happy about that psak, so he wasn't leaning on him literally anymore. Amar lo b'ni, lama lo amarta li b'ni mama shachtas yadcha mimeni. And he says to the one he was leaning on, why didn't you ask me? Why am I not leaning on you anymore? I would have told you. Yesterday, regarding Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, that's all Durabanan. So I would have said, fine, we were Metamayit, now we're Metarit. I'm not upset about that psak. But V'yachshah, today's psak, about Meiser, Ani Omer, Shem and Iskav Shabbi Divrei Torah. V'yachani Potra Midivrei Torah. It's a Savi Daraisa. How are we saying there's no maestros from Ashkelon? So I'm upset about that psak. So we'll have to see how that is going to work. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Hashem, and we'll continue next time.